Thank you. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Is this Jerrica?
This is Jerrica. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jerrica. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. Somewhere, something got off, something, something.
Yeah, I think maybe you forgot, but you and I talked on February 23rd, and you gave me the new card on that day to process on March 11th. And the reason you wanted to process it on March 11th was because come March 14th, you would be past due for 2 months. So the card declined that day, and rather than charging you $298, which was due on March 14th, what I did was I just pushed the next billing out to April 14th, and the system tried to process that past due one from February. So that finally went through on the 19th. But you
right.
had given
and
me the new card
it.
When we...
Okay.
Yeah, because we had just to let you know, a card, a MasterCard on file ending in 2158. And then when you and I spoke on February 23rd, you updated it to the Visa ending in 1720. And that payment on that card wasn't attempted until the 11th, which is what we agreed, because we were trying to prevent the March 14th charge from going through too. So luckily, I was able to get just the one payment so that it wasn't charging for $298. It only charged you for the 1 month.
Let me hear her. 1 second, one thing at a time. Okay, mm-hmm. So I understand our conversation, but when you couldn't
yes.
get that, that didn't mean that they were supposed to charge for this one here, because clearly it's a money situation, a problem. So I did authorize you, and I did give that date, but I authorized for that date of that time. So yes, I didn't forget anything. I had been trying to call you, but you have to sit on hold forever. And sometimes in my day, I can't do that. So,
on a side note, Jerrica, always use my extension.
It's Jerrica.
I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry. did
okay.
I say that
That's
twice?
Okay.
I said Jerrica. Jerrica. So
yes.
call me at 777 if you ever need to get through right away, because I always answer my phone live. The only time I won't is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting, but at least I'll be able to, you know, get to you. You won't have to get on hold. So I don't know where you want to go from here, but the reason the system continues to process it once daily is that in the terms and conditions that Ronnie acknowledged with his e-signature, he agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So even before you updated the card, it was on a different card. The system was still processing that once daily. And that's because
well,
of
then
the
you shouldn't say that it's on pause and it will remain on pause.
Well, the only reason
it
was in
on
suspension
pause.
Was because of the failed payment, but we can't pause an account with a past due balance. It continues to stay active, and it continues to reoccur charges during that time. So honestly, it's miraculous that it didn't process 298, because I don't know. Typically, the system can't, like, push out the next billing with one prior, but I checked the mm-hmm. account, and it only collected the one that was past due from February. The March payment never processed, and right now in our system,
well, what do we need to do so
April.
It won't go forward? Because I don't want it anymore. Because I just don't have time. I don't have. It's not in our budget. And yeah.
So if you want to cancel the program now that it's paid, I can cancel it. That's not a problem. You can get a confirmation within 15 minutes. We can't cancel a program with a past due balance. So if you would have called me back on the 11th and said, oh, we don't want it, it would continue to reoccur charges. So it's a good thing that, you know, it's paid up now, because you could cancel. Another option, only because, let me just look at the website real quick. I know you wanted to make some revisions to the site and take the call tracking number off there and put some pictures up. That
yeah,
website,
I sent all the pictures. I sent everything, and I think that's why I'm even more frustrated, because I took the time and I sent those pictures. And
Well, Aya said she checked all the folders and she doesn't have access to it, but if you sent it, it should be easy to go into your sent mail and just, you know, forward it again, and we can make sure that it gets here, or I can show you how to upload those photos through the dashboard. But I do want to let you know that you have with us what's considered a custom web design. So typically, they charge $2,500 upfront to put these together. They didn't charge you that. They rolled it into your package. So if this cancels, you're going to lose the site. And I don't want that to happen to you either, because it's very difficult to get the business.
Well, is
in,
none
right?
of the information that I took time to write to you all, that I went in mm-hmm. and corrected, is none of the information of the pictures, is I already did all of it. I went into the portal. I sat there. I wrote everything out. Is none of that information is there. I asked them to move from the Jonestown area to the Austin area. So I'm just super frustrated today. Nothing towards you personally.
Yes,
I'm just frustrated
you,
with
Teresa.
The whole thing of it, and I just don't have time for it, and I'm going to dispute it on my card because I did authorize it for that day. I didn't want it to come out today, but it is what it is.
So do you remember when you made those updates?
I do. I don't remember the exact date, but I was speaking to a representative as we went. We had almost an hour and a half. She walked me through. I put all the information in. I put pictures in. I changed it around, changed the verbiage around, changed the hours, everything, and now it's all messed up, and I don't even feel like fooling with that no more. So I'm done with it.
I see. So here's one thing that you can do. You can cancel the program and just keep the website, and I can put you into corporate pricing for the hosting, and you would just pay $29 monthly for the site. And I would highly recommend that. Because you have echospraygreen.com as your URL, and once we lose that, if you ever wanted to build a site in the future, you probably wouldn't get it. So I would recommend. So you want to just to the website?
So what am I paying for now? What was the $149 for?
So the $149 is for your first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, the mobile optimization, meaning making sure that EcoSpray Green comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then, you know, of course, the call tracking number, but you don't want that anymore. But all of that is inclusive.
What's the call tracking number? What is it?
So on the Google listing and Bing and Yelp, Yellow Pages, all the directories that we have you on, and including the website, we have that number of 512-790-9400. When people call it, it forwards over to Ronnie's number. And the benefit of having it is it'll help you track the calls that are coming in through the campaign on the dashboard. But also, oftentimes, it prevents spam callers. Because I don't know if
there was no traffic on there. Not one person visited.
So the industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. Your account went into suspension because of the payment issue. So that's probably mm-hmm. the only reason. If the account had been active all this time, it would have exploded with results by now. Because I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first and second months, but it is the third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. And even currently, there is 24 Google impressions, meaning you were found on the first page 24 times already, and you've had a
probably
couple
from
of
myself. How do you know that wasn't from me looking at it?
So because Google tracks if somebody puts in a keyword and then they see EcoSpray Green up there, they'll track okay. if you come up on the first page and there's a couple of other companies up there, even if they never call you, Google will track mm-hmm. that. Okay, you got an impression. You were found on the first page. The second thing they track is the actions, that once they saw you, did they click on your site or did they click to call you? So you've had two clicks to your website from the first page already. So that's mm-hmm. telling me that you're right on the cusp of where this is going to start really working well for you. So mm-hmm. one thing I would recommend, Jerika, and I think you could help Ronnie with this too, is to get
Ronnie has none to, Ronnie, and this is another thing. So Ronnie is my business partner, but they need to correct it. I'm the one that is over in logistics and everything with it. So I've asked them Andy that from the very beginning to correct that, and that's why when they call his phone, they tell him to call here or whichever.
Yeah.
He's the field operations manager. He has nothing to do with the marketing in that part.
Okay. Let me go back and I'll put your name as the primary then. I don't know why, like you said, Andy might have made a mistake there, but I'll put your name as the primary so we won't. But my question to you is for client calls, would they call to you or would they call Ronnie?
They would call Ronnie.
Okay, so that's the way it's set up now, is that the call tracking forwards to him, so that's good. And then give me, let me see here, Jerika McGee, right?
Yes.
It's G-A-R-I-K-A?
J-A-R-I-K-A-J.
McGee.
Mm-hmm.
J, okay.
So if I let it stay, like, okay, so we just paid up for February. Now we have March that's supposed to come out, right?
No, the system, that's what I'm saying. The system didn't take the March payment. Once it took that February payment, it's showing that you're paid in full till April 14th. So you can change it to website hosting if you want, or since you're paid until April 14th, you can keep it open, you know, kind of watch the tracking and see that you're getting the most bang for your buck. This is the month where you're going to start seeing some strong activity. And then come April 14th, if you decide to switch to that $29 package or decide to cancel altogether, you can call me a couple of days ahead of time and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. But I'm confident that you'll be thrilled with the results and you're probably going to want to continue with it.
Okay. So your extension, now that I know that for sure, is 177. We're going to keep it.
It's 777. So if you put the
777. Tina.
Yep, thank you.
It's
Tina,
right?
That's exactly.
Okay.
That's Tina.
777. Let me go back in here because I had Andy. So will I be talking to you? Because Andy always said I will be talking to him, because that was one of my other concerns. I don't like talking to a million different people, and then, you know, we can't refer back to what we said.
Right. So what I would recommend, Jerika, because I'm definitely not a technician, I don't do the website updates or anything like that, but always use me as a point of contact, meaning call me, that way you don't have to wait on hold. Tell me what it is that you need, and then if I can't help you, I'll get you to the person that can. So, for instance, I already told Aya earlier, I said, look, I'm going to call Jerika back and, you know, explain what happened with the payment, but once everything's resolved, you might have to call her to go through the website revisions, and she agreed to do that. So, yeah, it makes it a little bit easier so that you're not having to re-explain things to new people. And you know what I mean? You could just use me as a point of contact. It doesn't mean that I'm always the one that's going to help everything front to back, but at least I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, so let me send you also, I want to help you get a 5-star rating on your Google listing, because that's also going to help you get a higher conversion. So I'm going to compose an email and send it to you, and it will help you get that 5-star rating. And it's pretty cool, Jerika, because it will be hyperlinked together with your Google listing, and it'll say, thank you for using EcoSpray Green. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking.
Okay.
So let me just make sure that the emails on the account come to you. EcoSprayGreen@yahoo.com. You have access to that one, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I took Ronnie off of here. Sorry for the confusion, but moving forward, everything will go through you. And then you want me to have Aya call you back in a little bit, and you can get those revisions nailed down? for the site?
Can we do, ask her if that's, if possible, if we could do this tomorrow. I'm about to, I need to leave out for a minute, and so I won't be
sure.
By my computer. So if we can do that tomorrow, that would be great.
I can even probably schedule an appointment for tomorrow. Let me just see. That way you don't have to worry about a random time, you know. Let's see here.
Wonderful.
Tomorrow's the 21st. You want morning or afternoon? I'll tell you what's available.
If you could do, what's morning for her? Like 10? Is it like 10 o'clock a.m.?
Yeah. We have a 9, a 9:30, 11, 11:30, or 5:30 available.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll try to tell her to work it around your schedule. But this is what's actually in the calendar. You want to do like maybe 9:30 or 11?
Mm-hmm. 9:30, 11.
Okay. Well, I was saying 9:30 or 11 because you mentioned 10.
Oh.
So I don't know if you want to go
a little bit
before 10.
Let's do 11.
11. Okay. So I'm going to put you in for 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then she'll be calling you sometime within that, you know, it'll be a 30-minute window. So sometime between 11 and 11:30 your time, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm so happy that we talked, Eureka. So if you have any other questions, you know where to reach me. And in the meantime, have a nice rest of your week, too.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.